Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
Oh, hi. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. It's Tuesday, I think.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
Feels weird. Feels like a Monday. Feels very Monday-y. Doesn't feel Tuesday, except for the tired part, you know? We're just complaining about the weather over here. If you wonder what happens behind the scenes during the songs and commercials, we just get, usually, about 40% of the time, we're probably complaining about the weather this time of year. What was the expectation for you on Saturday?
I don't know if y'all were surprised too, but when it snowed on Saturday, I was shocked. My best friend and her husband were in town, and I was planning around the rainstorm that we were supposed to get later in the afternoon. But then when we woke up in the morning, I look outside, and I live in Towson, and my husband and I were shocked to see that it was snowing.
Yeah.
So then it was like very slick on the roads, and we were trying to like, because you know too, where it's like, okay, is this cute snow or is this like scary snow? And we didn't know. I mean, thankfully we had other options and we still ended up having like the best weekend ever. But Maryland was definitely Marylanding as far as the weather goes. And before, when she was like, what do I pack? I'm like, everything.
Literally, shorts to heavy coats.
Because I don't know what to tell you.
Literally.
But then, yeah, on Sunday, it was gorgeous. Yesterday, it was gorgeous.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
I'll tell you, I was in the British Virgin Islands last week. Had to get that little... You ever take those little trips mid-winter just to get through it? So I get back. And you know that feeling the second... And Jess, you'll probably relate to this too, of just coming from California back to over here. And the plane door opens.
It's
and
cold.
You step off onto the tarmac. And you're like, why?
Yeah, very, very cold.
My skin is like, why? Like,
it's also chilly. It's been super, super windy.
Right. What's the deal, man? Like, we're done. We're done. We want summer. And as someone that just came from somewhere, it feels like summer. I'm telling you, we're missing it. We're missing it more than we realize. But let's see. It's mid-February, which that went really fast. When does it start? When can we start, like, the expectations of warmth? Like, you know me, I always get on the bandwagon too early.
It's really spring, honestly. I don't know. We always have to get through March as well.
Is March not warm? I can't really remember. Is March, Charlotte, you've lived your whole life. Is March warm or not really? I can't really remember.
It's Maryland. It's whatever.
Now you're asking questions that we don't have answers
to. Have no answers that literally have zero answers, man. I don't know.
Like, there have been Marches where it's like blizzard time.
Yeah.
And there have been Marches where it's like the tulips are out. This is chill.
Yeah. Yeah, but then sometimes they're all gone and they still haven't grown.
All right, man. Whole crew's back today. We missed you. If I told you that somebody stole $40,000 in cash, it's going to make you feel some kind of way. Like, what a terrible robber. Now, what if I told you somebody stole $40,000 worth of eggs? It's definitely a sign of the times, folks. And you know where it happened. By this music alone, probably. Oh, yeah. Our neighbor of the north, Pennsylvania. It's time for a Tuesday edition of PA So Cray Cray. And if you've never been here before, Jess, explain what we're about to do.
PA So Cray Cray is always said with love. It's a segment dedicated to our neighbors in Pennsylvania. Just because a lot of, like, bizarre, random, unexpected things tend to take place there. And like, we're not saying that we don't have our own drama in Baltimore. That's absolutely not what we're saying. But I think it's like the more random things that you wouldn't expect.
Yeah. So what's up with these eggs, man? Like, I've never seen y'all want eggs the way you want them right now. People are getting cuckoo over this. So I'll take you up to, this is in Greencastle, Pennsylvania. There's a place, a distribution center for Pete and Jerry's organic eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And last week, somebody broke in. And this story wouldn't even, like, if we had this story 2 years ago, this would make no sense. But now I feel like it's so relatable. Somebody stole 100,000 of their eggs. Which, like,
oh no,
that alone seems like a project. That's not just something simple you walk into, petty theft. You just grab, you know, a pack of eggs, you go. They stole 100,000 eggs, which is the estimated value of about $40,000 right now.
I mean, yeah.
$40,000. All this, you know, bird flu, hens dying stuff. The average in Maryland right now for a dozen eggs, $4.15. So $4.15.
Wait, what? For a carton of eggs?
Yeah.
Are you, there's no way that's current, dude.
That's what my sources tell me,
okay,
Jessica.
That's definitely,
well, what
bro,
is it?
I'm telling you right now, cart, like, depend, like, mostly they're so, so expensive, between like, $8 and $12 cartons of eggs right now. Of wait, 12 eggs, dude. When,
like, last time you bought eggs, what'd you pay?
They were, I think they were like eight something. And that was like the obviously like generic, you know what I mean? But I saw like a carton of pasteurized eggs for like 12 something. Like they're, they are, dude, they're ridiculously expensive. So, and I believe this right now, like literally I saw a story about they're selling what they're calling egg loosies, where they're, it's a loose bag of eggs where they put three eggs in a bag versus in a carton because people can't afford the carton of 12 eggs. So I believe this.
So frustrating, man. I mean, how much, when you last bought eggs, would you pay? Let us know. Ashley's in Middle River. Ashley, does $4.15 for a carton of eggs sound right nowadays? We're just trying to get the average.
$4.15 is like half, maybe six eggs, not 12 eggs.
Really? Wait. So the last time you bought eggs, what were they priced?
If I were to get a dozen in the grocery store, it was $9.49 for a dozen of large eggs.
Yes, girl, that's what I'm talking about. I knew that average number. I was like, where is this from? Year ago?
Like, I priced them all out, and the cheapest place was like the wholesale club.
Yeah.
And they were $28 or $29 for five dozen eggs. But the local, the like little local diner near us, they had to put a 50-cent surcharge on every egg that you order.
Things are just crazy right now. Well, thank you for that price update. We needed to hear that from Middle River this morning. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem.
So obviously, this company's like, yo, we don't know. And that sounds like, I'm just sorry, I just don't know how in the world 100,000 eggs just walk away. You know, here's somebody from Pete and Jerry's talking about what they're planning on doing.
If it happened once, it could happen again. So we are putting additional measures in place. It's additional security on the ground. It's making sure that we have better lighting in our facilities, maybe some additional cameras.
It's crazy. I mean, this sounds like, if I played you that audio and said this is from like a bank heist, you'd be like, yes, but
I
no.
Just hope whoever took the eggs and they're obviously going to resell them, they better keep them cold. Otherwise, they're going to get people sick.
That's what I'm saying. Like, just if you see somebody on the side of the eggs, if you drive up north to Pennsylvania and they're selling them cheap, just know those could be jacked eggs.
Yeah.
And like, that's a sign of the times, man, for real. This is called PA So Cray Cray, and it's just another example of why it just gets a little weirder up north, you know? Jess has another marriage first.
Milestone.
Yeah, another milestone. This one brought a little apprehension, though. Would you say apprehension, anxiety? What's the word?
It's nerve-wracking.
Explain.
So my husband, Garage Boy, and I had our first ever couples trip over the weekend. Now, couples trips can like make or break you. It's either we're going to be cruising with these people until we're 80 years old, yeah, or I only get to see my best friend, Stephanie, on girls trips. You know,
that's
it's
true.
Like, it's one or the other. And my best friend of like, geez, I think like 15 years, like too long to count, came to visit Baltimore for the very first time. My best friend Stephanie and her husband James. Now, I'm actually really close to Steph's husband, so I have my own friendship with the two of them, and this trip meant so much to me because it was, I really thought, I kept telling Garage Boy, like, I might pass out. Like, I might be so overwhelmed with joy because it's my husband and two of my favorite people to ever exist, ever. So I felt that immediate joy. And then I also didn't realize it until the two of them got into our car and it was the four of us. And I was like, oh, crap. This
like
is
everybody.
A couple's trip.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And also, this wasn't, it's like they were staying with us. So we were together, like together. Every moment
sure.
of every day. And this was the really first time that like Garage Boy had one-on-one time with Steph and her husband James, and especially like, you know, the husbands being together, because yes, we were together at the wedding, but you know how crazy that
sure.
is, and having a long distance bestie. So really, this was like our first intimate time, and it was one of the best weekends that Garage Boy and I have ever experienced while living in Maryland.
Everybody got along. Everything went smooth.
We had the best freaking time on the planet. Like, everyone got along. And I think what I loved too is, so my best friend also works in radio, and what I love to see is like Garage Boy was able to connect with her husband because both of them are spouses of people who are on the radio,
yeah,
and they can and that was the first time that he was ever able to speak to somebody that he could relate to and discuss really random things that he experiences that only he experiences being in this kind of relationship with somebody like me.
Sure.
And I didn't realize, and I don't think he realized how much both of us needed that to be able to, like, when we were out having drinks or out having lunch and dinner and having these conversations with Steph and James, who have been married for like 5+ years and doing this in radio, you know what I mean? And also have had to move across country by themselves and not know anybody. And also we're around the same age. So it was like, it was so healing for us to be with them all weekend long. And it just meant so much to me that it made me emotional that it worked out so well, because if it, and honestly, I don't think there's ever a world that it didn't, just because we're just all like, those are my people, you know what I mean? But if there was even a slight chance that it didn't, I think it would have been so heartbreaking.
I think that's the relatable part about this,
which
for
is
anyone.
Scary, right?
Once you get married and tell us your thoughts on this, like you kind of marry the whole crew that they come with.
Totally.
You know what I mean? So, for example, like, imagine if your friend Steph showed up this weekend and Garage Boy, like, just for some reason didn't vibe with her.
Or he was just, like, super quiet.
You know what
I mean? Uncomfortable, yeah.
There's so much pressure going into that. And maybe that's exactly how you felt, too, like, the first time you got together. There's anxiety on both sides. Like, please accept my friend group number one. But also on Garage Boy's side, on the other partner's side, like, man, I really hope I like your best friends.
No, on both ends. Because they were both excited to be with each other.
Yeah,
both
yeah,
of
yeah.
them, right?
And I'm sure we could take plenty of calls right now from people that said, you know what? I met my partner who I love's best friend, couldn't stand him.
Yeah.
Then what do you do?
Yeah.
Like, when you love the person you're with, but like, what do you do when you don't like their best friend? Like, do you fake it? Sean Ye in Elkridge, what's up?
Good morning.
So wait, you loved your partner, but like, it's that friend group. It's that friend group. That
but the best friend, not so much.
It was a close friend, but he made some bad decisions. And I felt like it was influencing her.
Wait, hang on. Sorry. So this was a female friend of your, is this boyfriend or now husband?
It's wife.
Oh, of your wife? Okay, so your wife's friend, and like, were they best friends, or you're just saying close friend?
I would say they was best friends. She was in the military, so it was a military friend, and it lasted outside the military.
So this was your wife's best friend, and the first time that y'all meet, you're like, no, I'm not about her.
Yeah, like, I just felt the energy. She didn't realize, but like, when I first met him, I just felt the energy was off.
So what?
It seemed like he was kind of controlling as well.
Oh.
To your wife?
Yeah.
So what do you do? Do you say something about this? Because again, this is like your partner's best friend. So like, are you able to say something, or do you just have to sit there and fake it? You know.
I faked it for a while. At least a couple years.
Wow, that's a long time.
Wait, is your wife and her? Is this an ex best friend or a current best friend for your wife now?
It's an ex best friend now.
Oh. Yeah.
And what came? Where did the ex part come in? What happened?
They actually went on a trip together, and she told me about the things they did and how she felt uncomfortable at some times. So I used that as an intro.
Okay. That was good. That was the end point. He's like, you know what? You shouldn't be friends anymore. That's really a terrible idea. Let's just end this friendship. While we're at it, let's just end this whole thing.
But it really does make or break a situation, Shanye. Like, it really does.
Yeah, for sure. Damn, Shanye, that's crazy. Thank you for calling us. Appreciate you. This is Melissa in Baltimore. Hi, Melissa. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
We're good. So wait, you love your partner, but you don't love his best friend?
No.
Why?
For multiple reasons. So he has two very good friends.
Mm-hmm.
Neither one of them are married. Neither one of them have children.
Okay.
They don't understand what a relationship with a married person with children is.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And what's an example of that? Like, what's happened?
So, for instance, like, if we are trying to have a family day or whatever, they'll call him even though they know that he's spending time with his family.
Yeah.
Or my husband will make plans with them. And then I'm like, well, wait a minute. Like, you know, you're going to be gone literally all day from morning till night.
Yeah.
Like, how is this right?
They're like, bro, come watch the game.
But Melissa, so so you don't like his best friends, and are they aware of this?
No. Yes, they are both very aware
of
this.
Oh, you
make, I don't hide it.
You make it clear.
Oh, yeah.
But
absolutely.
Wait, how long have you guys been married?
So we've been married almost 18 years.
Okay.
And
what do you say? What do you do?
Oh, I just give attitude all the time.
Yeah.
So is it passive aggressive? Is it straight up like, I don't like you?
Oh, it's straight up. They know I don't like them.
Yeah. And your husband's fine with it. He's like, this is just the life that I have.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes you just got to make it work.
Yep. Absolutely.
Good morning. Who's this?
Hey, Kramer. This is Coach. How you doing?
Coach, I hear you have an issue with Jess's Valentine's Day plans over the weekend.
No,
hey, Coach.
Hey, Jessica. I just find it hard to believe that something as important as your first Valentine's, you had someone else there.
Yeah, that's a really good question. So in case you're just tuning in, Jess had some of her best friends in town over the weekend, which I forgot was also Valentine's, a single person I forget.
Yeah.
It was Valentine's Day as
right.
well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And Coach finds that interesting that you would let friends invade on your very first wedding.
Our first Valentine's Day as a married couple.
Yeah.
And it ended up turning into like a couple's weekend, which we didn't realize when we were planning this trip, honestly. But we definitely had our celebrations before, so we still celebrated on Friday between the two of us. I think it still felt like special and romantic that it was our first couple's trip ever that we had experienced, and like that
right.
helped us grow in our relationship and our marriage in a lot of ways that I don't think either of us like realized, just because we don't really have any couple friends yet. You know what I mean?
Gotcha. Yeah.
Coach, how many years you been married now?
26.
What'd you do for Valentine's Day?
Absolutely nothing.
Jess, this is your future. This is your future.
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess. Number three.
Baltimore Ravens kicker Justin Tucker faces new allegations of inappropriate sexual behavior, bringing the total number of accusers to now 16. Several additional women have come forward claiming Tucker acted inappropriately at some of the city's most luxurious spas, including the spa at Four Seasons Hotel, the now closed Baltimore Spa and Salon at the Ritz-Carlton Residences as well. An attorney representing some of the alleged victims confirmed the new allegations on Sunday, and these accusations span from 2012, Tucker's rookie year with the Ravens, to 2016. Nine women went public last month with similar allegations, claiming Tucker exposed himself during massages and also brushed himself against them as well.
I think at this point, it's going to be real hard to argue that something didn't happen.
Yeah.
You know, we always say, like, if it's one versus one, okay, like, we got to hear both sides, okay. But, like, you got how many women now?
The total number is 16 since the, I think it was actually six at first. I think it was, like, six originally women who came forward, and then three followed, and now the total number is 16.
There's not 16 women that are all going to have a similar story at different places.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, like, the dude's going to go through and all the proper ways of figuring this kind of stuff out. But, like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, if you're holding on to hope that maybe this isn't true, I just think it's going to get harder and harder for you to believe that when you've got 16 women all telling a very similar story.
It's unfortunate. It's unfortunate, and I think it's heartbreaking for a lot of fans to find something out about someone that has been so beloved for such a long time in the state, you know? But these women have been quiet for far too long, and I'm just thankful that they finally feel comfortable stepping forward.
What do the Ravens do, though? Like, he can't play next season, can he? There's no way.
No.
There's no chance.
And I don't think that he will.
It's just... It's,
no, I don't.
It's been quiet on that front, haven't they? I know they made a statement,
no,
but
they,
that's...
No, they released a statement initially when everything came out, and saying also the NFL that they would look into the investigation and take it very seriously. But honestly,
man,
I don't think... I don't think that the Ravens will say anything until probably the new season begins.
Yeah.
Number two.
Captain America Brave New World dominated the box office this weekend. The new Marvel movie starring Anthony Mackie took in $100 million across the four-day weekend in North America. And now Krispy Kreme is bringing the flavor of classic cinema treats to its latest line of donuts with some help from Hulu. The Krispy Kreme Hulu Movie Snacks Donuts Collection features four new flavors inspired by theater experience, including a caramel popcorn donut, a candy double feature donut, and a blue raspberry slush, available now for a limited time. And these are super, super cute. Like, the way that these donuts are decorated are super fun.
Number one.
Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively were part of the SNL 50 anniversary special over the weekend, and they appeared during a segment where Tina Fey and Amy Poehler were pretending to take questions from the audience. Ryan stood up to ask a question, and the ladies asked him, "How's it going?" And with Blake sitting by his side looking up at him, he answered, "Great. Why? What have you heard?" This was Ryan and Blake's first public appearance since Blake's legal battle with her It Ends With Us director and co-star Justin Baldoni. Baldoni is currently seeking now to block Lively from accessing his text messages, with his lawyers arguing that the request is very broad. Baldoni's lawyer criticized the request as invasive and unnecessary for civil litigation, while Lively's team questioned why he is resisting the request. Lively has accused Baldoni of sexual harassment, although Baldoni has countersued Lively for defamation and extortion. A trial is set for March 2026.
So obviously this was planned, right? I saw a lot of people being like, "Oh, I can't believe he stood up in the middle of SNL and asked a question."
It was mixed comments as far as like them kind of making light of the situation.
You have to know, though, that was absolutely planned. Now, the question think should be, was it appropriate? Was it not? It didn't feel like it was the right time.
No.
Like, I understand Ryan Reynolds is just, he's a funny guy. He's just trying to be funny all the time. But this is one of those situations, man, where that one just did not sit right with me.
It is a natural reaction for him. It's very on brand for him.
Right.
You know, I mean, come on, like him calling out Fox and Deadpool and Wolverine like that. So this isn't out of character.
But maybe just not right now.
No, yeah, the timing.
This is so serious that it just felt, it almost took away some credibility in my eyes,
yeah.
You know, just on their side in general, even more so.
Okay, yes, 100% yes. However, now that Lively's team is requesting these text messages, I do think it is a little weird that now Baldoni is saying no, even though they literally created a website releasing things.
I know.
So the entire situation is so messy.
So messy.
And maybe that's why they felt comfortable enough to kind of make light of it in SNL. Who knows? This is Jess, and that's your top three.
Man.
Kramer and Jess. $1,000 minute. Mix 106.5.
Did you miss it? That chance to win $1,000 every single day is back. We call this a $1,000 minute after its little hiatus last week. And we'll play with caller number 10. Hi, who's this?
Good morning. This is Debbie and crew. How are you?
What's up, Debbie and the crew?
Hey, Debbie and crew. How are you?
I'm good, Kramer.
It's a pleasure to talk to you. This game was off last week, so we need somebody strong to come in today. And I think we found it. The whole crew. How are we feeling, crew? Are we good to go?
Guess what?
What?
It's Jason and Maisie, too. I'm the other person.
Yeah. Well, hi, guys. Hi, everyone. Everybody gather around the phone. Okay, come on. Come on. We got $1,000 up for grabs. It's important. It's good to talk to you guys. Let's explain the rules of this game, then we're going to go. Jess?
If you can answer seven trivia questions in 60 seconds, you could possibly win $1,000 in free Dash and gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you're out. Now remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know, and we will go back to them only if there is time at the end. You just got to say pass while you're playing your round, okay?
All right.
You ready to play?
Yep.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number one. SNL just celebrated its 50-year anniversary. What year did it debut?
1975.
Correct. Question number two. Spell the word discussion.
D-I-S-C-U-S-S-I-O-N.
Correct. Question number three. In football, what's the term for kicking the ball through the uprights of for 3 points?
A field goal.
Correct. Question number four. Will.i.am is a member of which hip-hop group?
Pass.
Question number five. In Scrabble, the word zoo scores how many points?
12.
Correct. Question number six. What was Joshua Jackson's character in Dawson's Creek?
Pass.
Question number 7. How many double letters are there in the word Mississippi?
3.
It's not 3. Oh, God.
It's okay. Honestly, I think you guys did pretty good.
You guys are fired.
Yeah, you only passed on 2 questions.
Yeah. Well, let's go back over these because, God, we were so close today.
Yeah, back to question number 4. Will.i.am is a member of what hip-hop group? That answer is Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yo, your answer on the Scrabble question was crazy.
Wild.
You didn't even take a second and you that answer. So props on that.
Wait,
that was so impressive.
For those that don't know, do you want to explain the answer to that question, though? Because I know that's...
Yeah, because I didn't know.
Most of us are sitting here like, huh?
Yeah, I don't play Scrabble.
So, all right, all the vowels on Scrabble are worth 1 point. So 2 O's is 2 points. And then a Z and a Q are worth 10.
There you go. Damn, you know your Scrabble. Yeah, what can we say? Well played.
Thank my mom for that.
Aww, yeah, shout out Debbie's mom. Question number 6. What was Joshua Jackson's character's name on Dawson's Creek? Do you guys know that one now?
Pacey.
Yep.
And I should know that I had a Girl Scout named Pacey named after him.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Is.
And then the last question, how many double letters are in the word Mississippi? That answer is 4.
Yeah, it's 4. 2 S's, 2 sets of S's, and then 2 PP's, and then 2 II's. So 4 sets of double letters.
But you guys did really good today.
What we were looking for. Yeah, you guys are always fire. It's awesome.
I was thinking the I's aren't together, but there are multiple
I's. Yeah, multiple I's. All right. Hey, you guys are amazing as always. Thank you guys for playing. Tomorrow we'll come back. There's going to be another 7 questions worth $1,000. And if we're this close today, I feel like tomorrow we might be able to do it. So we'll talk to you guys then, okay?
All right, y'all have a good morning.
Have a good day, Debbie and crew. And make sure to head to Dashin' and try their new Spike Burger. It's griddle-pressed beef patty, crispy bacon, grilled onions, mushrooms, provolone cheese, their signature sauce, honey, and a fresh cracked egg on a brioche bun. Only at Dashin'.
Would you let a stranger get in your car? And I'm talking like if you saw a stranger on the side of the street and they're like, hey, can I get a ride? Would you let them hop into your car in 2025? Now, back in the 90s, maybe. But in 2025, would you do it or would you not? Yeah, so I just got back from the British Virgin Islands. I was there last week as like a, you know, mid-winter break. It was beautiful, awesome trip. I went with 2 of my female friends. And at one point, we were looking for this hike. And the map, like the GPS system over there is screwy. Like, you're probably going to get lost at some point. So we're looking for this hike. And we end up in the absolute wrong spot. And we know it because, like, we're almost in this, on top of this hill. Nobody's up there. It's like, we're like, this can't be where the hike starts. There's literally nobody around. So the roads are so bad. I'm having to like back out of there. It's all crazy and confusing and everything. All of a sudden, this almost seemed like a scary movie. This older woman, I would say she's probably my mom's age. So maybe like in her 70s, appears out of nowhere. Y'all, there's no houses around. There's no cars around. There's no nothing. Mm-hmm. And this older lady appears and she's like, hey, excuse me, like chasing the car down. She goes, Can I get a ride to my doctor's appointment? And obviously, I'm like, I don't know if this is like post-assault stuff. I don't know. But I was like, in my head, I'm like, absolutely not. Like, no, you cannot, strange woman that just popped out of nowhere. You're not coming in my car. There's no way. But the 2 women that I was with were like, oh, yeah, girl. Like, come on. Like, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Come on. Get in the car. No problem. This woman was like, I've got to be at the doctor's in 30 minutes, and I have no other way of getting there.
Mm-hmm.
And I really need someone to take me. So thank you so much. And, of course, the women in the car, oh, no problem. We got you. It's no problem. I, the whole time, because not only did we give her a ride to a doctor's appointment, which was about 30 minutes out of the way for us, but everyone was being way more compassionate than I was, obviously, this day.
Yeah.
But they, not only that, she took us a different way than the GPS told us to go. She's like, oh, no, I can show you a different way. And the whole time, I'm like, this woman is going to kidnap us, take our car, going to literally leave us in the middle of nowhere.
Didn't you say she was like your mom's age?
My mom's age. Okay. So
was she threatening at all to you? Like her energy and her vibe, was she threatening when she was in the car?
This woman appeared literally out of nowhere. Like out of nowhere. So like I need a pulse check on this morning, because I absolutely, every inch of my body said, do not pick this woman up. It's an unsafe thing to do in today's day and age, to let somebody get into you. And we had a Kia Soul So imagine that. It's not like we had a truck where she could like hop in the back or something. Like, she's like sitting in the car with us. Mm-hmm. I said no. Two women said yes. Would you have given that woman a ride?
I think it's all like situational. Factor. I think it's very situational. It's all gonna depend on like where you are, who this person is, and all that kind of stuff. In that specific situation of like being on the island that you are, that's why I don't think it was like random that she kind of came out of nowhere.
Weird, dude.
Not like on an island like that. You know what I mean?
Maybe not, but I'm telling you, there was no, like, I even tried. I'd be like, where did that woman come from? Like, where was she?
So like in that specific situation, I would have given her a ride.
You would have with no problem.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, would most men, like, would you have thought that was an unsafe situation? Because again, if you saw somebody maybe in downtown Baltimore and they're like, hey, can I get a ride? You may think twice, right? Like, maybe is this safe? Is this not? Everything went through my head says this was like not the right move to make. I'll tell you the worst part. So we're giving this ride, right? We're like in the middle of nowhere. And all of a sudden, because she asked to go for a doctor's appointment, right?
Yeah.
And in my head, I'm like, please be high blood pressure. Please be just your annual checkup. Y'all, this woman starts coughing so ferociously. The only thing, because I'm germophobic, the only thing I could think to do, because I'm like, this woman has COVID.
Yeah.
This woman has the flu right now. Now we're stuck in a car with her. All I could think to do was just slowly roll the windows down.
Everything fine though?
Everybody was fine.
Okay.
She got to her doctor's appointment.
All right.
Everything was safe. But I'm telling you, left my own devices, there's no way. There's no way I'm going to give that woman a ride. I don't know if that makes me a bad person or not, but it's just scary.
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city. The Baltimore top three. With Jess. Number three.
Baltimore's beloved arts festival is in for big changes in 2025. Artscape will no longer take place across Mount Royal Avenue. Instead, it will be downtown. The main stage will be in front of City Hall with attractions and markets spread through the surrounding area. Another massive change coming to Artscape, it's going to be on the Saturday and Sunday of Memorial Day weekend. That is May 24th and 25th. As many online have also pointed out, the Metal Music Festival Maryland Death Fest is also happening that weekend, not far from Artscape, so it'll be a very eventful weekend in Maryland. Now, Charlotte, who does a lot of our behind-the-scenes work, is born and raised in Baltimore, and you were explaining to us that are people not happy about this location change for Artscape?
We are not pleased, because the thing is, Artscape has always been in the arts district, so it makes sense.
Yeah.
You have the museums right there, a lot of the performing arts spaces right there. So it just makes sense. And they block off the whole street, so it's all walkable. This is going to be a traffic nightmare, y'all.
Why'd they move it? What was the purpose of moving in the first place? Do we know?
They said that it's supposed to help give us more of a, quote, downtown core, which, what does that even mean? Adding the word core to a statement.
To anything at
like,
this point.
I get that we're trying so to make downtown more of a moment, but I don't want that to be taken away from like the arts district.
Okay. Like there's a time and a place, but this should have stayed where it was.
Yeah, okay. I think this is one of the things where it's like, if we want to do something downtown, that's cool. Let's start a new tradition.
Yeah.
But I think it's a little bittersweet for a lot of people, or maybe just better. I don't know. I'm
number two.
How many photos do you have on your phone? Would you say it's more or less than 1,600? A new report out this morning says the average person in Maryland has 1,598 photos on their phone's camera roll. If you break it down by age, millennials have the most with just over 2,500. Even though we have thousands of photos in our pockets, 19% of people in Maryland say they rarely ever actually look through them. I know I have way more than this average. I'll
and
tell you right
I
now.
I literally never go back. It's so funny. Like I was just thinking that, just got back from this trip, right? And I was like, I took all these pictures. Like do I ever go back and look at the pictures? Or for those like film fireworks shows, have you ever gone back to ever watch that fireworks show one time?
I do.
You go back and watch, you do not.
No,
watch fireworks shows again.
I'll go back and watch videos, like the videos I took at Coachella. Like I'll go back the first time I went to, it's St. Michael's, I believe, my first 4th of July there. They were playing the theme song from Top Gun and it's like super iconic. Oh, you know, just when I need like a little pick me up, I'll sometimes just scroll and I'll stop, and wherever I stop, I'm like, wow, what was I doing in 2017?
How many pictures do you have?
Okay, total items. I don't, not just, oh wait, is there a way just to look at photos?
The average again was?
The average is 1,598.
Okay.
But where can you just look at pictures?
Just go to your photos and then it should be at the very bottom, but if you go to all photos.
But so, dude, that just, like, this is items total. This is pictures and videos. That's not it.
What's the number?
My for pictures and videos, 42,000 items.
So, okay, I have 11,000. That's wild.
Where are my photos?
Okay, to be fair, I've got 30,000, but you beat me by 12,000 photos.
But wait, where are my photos?
Like that's
hang on. I just want pictures.
Well, we're just going by the
for
total.
For portrait, I have 1,763. For selfies.
How many selfies?
3,000. For live photos. For live photos. 8,990. I'd say that's like a better, because I always take live photos, so you have an option to make it into a video.
Text us and let us know how many you have.
Number one.
Sabrina Carpenter and Dolly Parton have joined forces for a new, slightly countrified version of Carpenter's Please, Please, Please for the deluxe edition of her album Short and Sweet, which she just dropped on Valentine's Day. Take a listen. They also dropped a music video, and it contains a little subtle nod to Carpenter's ex-actor, Barry Keoghan, who appeared in the original song's video. The song, the music video, I mean, it is lovely.
I haven't seen the video, but the song, it just feels unnecessary. Now, you're gonna argue, you can add Dolly Parton to anything and it makes it better. But like, if it was any other country star, y'all would be like, that was the most unnecessary countrified version of a song.
But
ever.
It wasn't.
Why? You're but why?
Literally like, a wackadoodle.
Like, who would you add to that song? It would still feel the same way. Nobody.
She could literally add anyone and it would be sick.
There's just no reason
she
for it.
She could do Beyonce, it'd be sickening. She could do Miley, it'd be sickening.
Country version.
Oh my God, she could have done Chapel, it would have been sickening.
The harmonies are so good. What are you saying?
Yeah, the harmonies is fantastic. You're wild. This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5. Apparently, one of my favorite artists of all time is not cool anymore, and my nieces are definitely letting me know that.
When Jess has a dilemma and is put to the test, she turns to her family because nieces know best.
I think, honestly, this is going to be eye-opening for a lot of us that are, you know, not young. As young as we used to be. All right. Welcome to this week's edition of Nieces Know Best. If you're new to this segment, we do it on Tuesdays. And Jess, how does this work for those who don't know your nieces?
I'm very close to my family, so once a week I chat with my nieces. Abby is 12 and Maya is 10. Just about like different things that are going on in my life or just like trending conversations, trending topics. And out of nowhere, I felt kind of hurt by a comment that Abby made about one of my favorite artists of all time. Apparently, he's not cool anymore.
I don't know if you remember, Abby, you told me that Justin Bieber was just like not it. Justin Bieber is like, that's who I grew up with. Like, that's like my man, my man, my man. But I was curious as to like, what artists are cool and what artists are cringe to you guys?
I've always loved Tyler, the Creator.
Okay, so he's cool.
I think Doechii is great.
Yes. Who are some popular artists right now that like you can't stand?
Any influencer or YouTuber that tries to make a music career.
Okay.
Like JoJo Siwa, it's awful. She's awful.
Okay, okay. Who are some popular artists that you love listening to, that you think are cool?
I like listening to Gorillaz.
Mm-hmm. Are there any artists that are very popular right now that you don't like?
Ed Sheeran, I hate Ed Sheeran. I think it's boring and basic and very mainstream.
Okay, okay.
It's not distinctive in any way.
Uh-huh. Will you guys let me stand Justin Bieber in peace, though? Can I at least have that respect? Thanks, guys. Love you.
So love you.
Love you.
The Justin Bieber thing is hurtful to me because it's like one of my favorite artists of all time and will always be. But I think what was most shocking about that conversation is the disdain for Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, I mean, I think Ed Sheeran's always had that kind of appeal, though, for a lot of people. But I will say Ed Sheeran was like, Ed Sheeran still is.
No, are you kidding?
Like the songs.
The man is selling out stadiums.
Right. I mean, like what do you massive, mean? A massive superstar of our generation. But apparently for the younger generation.
But for a 12-year-old, I don't think she's ever been that like aggressive about anything spoken about.
I mean, she literally
this point.
Like, who are you? Ed Sheeran.
I've never heard that much like aggression in her voice before.
Are your kids doing this to you yet? Where all these artists that like we know and love have officially become uncool? Because like Justin Bieber, like
that was like hurtful to me. I was like, watch your mouth. I got really upset about that when she tried to come at me.
Here, let's grab a phone call. Hi, Mix, who's this?
This is Melanie.
Melanie, are you at a point where your kids are letting you know that like your favorite artists aren't cool anymore?
Yeah, my 13-year-old daughter has been telling me for the last couple of years that Backstreet Boys and NSYNC are not cool.
Oh, hell no.
You need to show her the no strings attached tour, because I feel like that would really change. The outfits in that were revolutionary.
And if the Backstreet Boys weren't cool anymore, why are they the first pop group ever to have a residency at the Sphere? How about that?
Boom, kids. Right? We showed the kids today, so.
How did she like that?
It's so bad that her friends sing the songs for her, and it tortures her.
That breaks my heart. Yeah. I hate that.
Like,
no.
Yeah, no, same. That's awful. That's awful.
She loves all the other, like, 90s and 2000s music. It's just the boy band.
The boy band, she's not into.
But that hurts the most.
It hurts me.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.